720 WGN, John Landecker at 836. A lot of people who are listening now know exactly who and what that is. Nick Biondi on top of a pizza. And Nick Kindlesberger and Laura Chu are also on top of a pizza. Well, they're on top of the pizza news. Nick, Louisa, are you there?
Yes, here, John.
Oh, good. Have you heard that song before?
Oh, just a few times, I think.
Yeah.
I got to say that, you know, it's all blurred because we've had so much pizza in the last few weeks. So I might have heard it, might have imagined it. Who knows?
Well, it would have been a long time ago. So you went out to put together a list of the top 25 pizzas. Chicago land, would that be a correct description? Chicago land?
Yeah.
Okay, so, great. And there's a lot of Chicago area.
Right.
But we did discuss it a lot. We weren't sure if we were going to stick only to the city limits or not. But
It's a lot of area to cover. You would need two people, I would think.
Yes.
Yeah.
At least. Yeah.
Yeah. So how many different pizza establishments did you go to? And then whittled it down to 25.
Well, we did it a little different this time.
Okay.
We've been eating a lot of pizza for a long time. I feel like, is that right, Louisa? For like the past year, we've been sort of cataloging all of these places, and then I had recently done a best pizza by the slice.
Yes.
Where I went to a fair number of places, and then we realized we hadn't updated the big list in a while. And this seems like the worst year to do that, but it turned out to actually not to be the case, that there's just so many exciting new places that are opening, because apparently everyone just wants to eat a lot of pizza right now.
You know, you're absolutely right. I mean, I'm eating tons of pizza. I'm literally three times a week at least.
And
kidding. I'm not kidding. And
there's something about it. It just makes you feel like it's just so comforting. Or like there's so many different kinds of pizza in Chicago that you can have a thicker style and then go to a thinner. And it's not even the same food group, right? You know?
Yes and no. I mean, I think the definition of pizza has sort of evolved over the years. And perhaps there are some hardliners who feel that maybe the California kitchen type approach to pizzas is not really pizza. You know what I mean? Like, you got your Chicago deep dish pizza. Everybody knows what that is. It's deep dish pizza.
Well,
then you go to what?
They think they know.
What don't they know?
Yeah, that there is a broad deep dish category, but then as you see in our list, we dive deep into the deep dish, John, that there is like the classic, you know, kind of Uno's, Lumalnati's, which made our list, but then there's like a pan deep dish, there's a Sicilian, there's actually now Detroit style inspired Logan Squares in Chicago.
Wait a minute. I grew up in the Detroit area. What is a Detroit-style pizza?
Oh, well, you know Jets, right? So it's that thicker style, and it's rectangular, and there's usually a crisp crust around the edges.
And how did it get the name? Is it indigenous to Detroit?
It is. Buddy's Pizza is one of the...
Buddy's Pizza. Yeah. I know Buddy's Pizza.
Yes, there you go. You don't realize how trendy Detroit pizza has become over the past 5 years, I would say.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it just wasn't in the conversation before about 8 years ago. And then in 5 years ago, there are 8 to 10 Detroit-style pizzerias in Chicago now that are really good.
Right.
Are you aware, and I bet you are, that one of the biggest pizza chains in American history was started by somebody who lived right outside of Ann Arbor, Michigan?
Is that
Domino's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Domino's Farms. It's a huge thing. Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
And do you know who Tiny Tim was?
Sure.
This is getting crazy. Well, you know, Tiny Tim was eccentric, to say the least.
Yes. Okay.
And I was working on the air at night, probably just like about right now, and Tiny Tim was appearing at some club or where up in Wisconsin, and the only thing he would eat, Domino's pizza. He wouldn't eat anything else. Mm. So I got the CEO of Domino's on the phone, and they called the Domino's pizza up in wherever Tiny Tim was, and there was a pizza delivered to Tiny Tim because that's the only kind of pizza Tiny Tim had.
Whoa,
so there you go.
Amazing.
Just a little pepperoni on top.
Well, yeah, and for the youngsters who may not remember, he was famous for the song, I believe it was the ukulele, which has become more in fashion now with the pandemic, Tiptoe Through the Tulips. Is that, am I
that
remembering
right? Absolutely right.
All right. Zero prize. I'm looking around. Is there?
Now, wait a minute.
Okay, never mind.
The ukulele has become more prominent during the pandemic?
Yes. I don't know why. Yes, I know. And then now we're going to get Facebook ads all about ukuleles. I'm sorry, John.
But, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Right.
You know, and then he got married. Now we're off on a Tiny Tim tangent, but we're more than
right.
He got married to Miss Vicky on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And it was at the time.
I forgot about that.
Was a the ratings were huge. They were huge.
Yeah.
All right. You know, if you've got a favorite pizza and you'd like to share it with us, please feel free, 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. And more pizza, more often, coming up on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, 846 with John Landecker. And we're talking with Nick and Louise about pizza, and somehow we got over to Tiny Tim, and now we're back.
That sounds about right, yeah.
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 I don't need to go back and go over all the... explain the backstory of why that suddenly got on the air. Okay, so you guys write this article, top 25 pizzas in Chicago, according to you. I believe we have a call. Do we have a call? Do we? Is that yes. Mike. Hello, Mike. You're on WGN. Yeah. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks
good.
For taking my call.
Sure.
I happened to eat at a trendy new place last night. It was on Polk Street in Printers Row. It was fantastic. Yeah. It's different, but it's trendy and it's likable. But the topic of that I always thought, I'm a Southsider my whole life, 20 years in Garfield Ridge, now 20 years in Bridgeport. Bridgeport is just loaded with neighborhood pizza places.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
And that's, to me, what Chicago pizza is. Like, everybody knows Chicago as deep dish, but regular Chicagoans, they're not out getting deep dish pizza. Maybe they are if they're working in the city, or if they're hitting Lou Malinati's.
Right.
Or, you know, maybe they get a deep dish at Connie's or... But, you know, the neighborhood pizza spots are...
Neighborhood
they got to be. 80% of the pizza sold in the city are just, you know, they're...
Yep. They're awesome.
You know, some are cut in squares, some are triangles, but that's, to me, like the Chicago style. Everybody knows the city has a deep dish, but, I don't know, regular people aren't ordering deep dish.
Thanks, Mike. You know, I'm not personally into the whole deep dish pizza, except around the holidays when I send it to my kids in California and their birthdays. They're adults. And they love getting the deep dish pizza from Chicago. And, you know, that's the one that you send is a deep dish.
Right.
At least I think so anyway. And I've got the list of these pizza establishments. And I wanted to ask you just a few questions. I don't want to go through all of them, but first of all, let's go to Bert's Place at 8541. Well, it's in Morton Grove, and you talk about a caramelized crust. What's that?
That is, so first of all, Bert Katz, the late legendary pizza maker, was a dear friend of mine, and he created what I like to call his own style, which has now got a new life through the new owners of Burt's Place. And so what happens is that the cheese kind of melts down around the edges and then caramelizes, browns, darkens.
Oh, I see.
And like some of the newer places, it almost blackens. And so you've got like, you know how sometimes when you like, say, bake a pizza yourself at home, and some of it might just kind of like fall onto the, you know, foil or the baking sheet. And then, and then like, you know, the cook's treat is you kind of peel that little bit off while you're, you know, and you snack on that. Well, imagine a deeper dish pizza. Again, one of the schools, one of the deep dish pizzas in Chicago, a whole ring around the edge of that deep dish pizza made out of that, like, my mouth is watering now.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, I know, right?
Thanks a lot.
I know, sorry. I was going to say, everybody should just like place your orders right now because places are closing early, you know, and unless you're like us, which is I've got pizza, like leftover pizza slices in the fridge and so the freezer.
Yep, me too.
But yeah, so Burt's, you know, it's now under a new owner, and it took Burt like a long time to figure out his style. Because Burt owned Gulliver's, which still exists in Evanston.
Yeah.
But he didn't really develop his style until he opened Pequod's. And then he sold Pequod's, and they continued to do, and they actually are also on our list, that same caramelized crust style, but they're much more loaded.
Yeah.
And now Burt's has revived with the new owners, and they, the first couple of years, it took a little while to learn how to do their own style, and now they're in that style, but they're a little bit more of kind of like the convergence of people remember the old school Burt's and then the Pequod's, where it's a little bit more loaded.
I don't think we can talk about these pizzas without Vito and Nicky's. Is this a pizza? Has been there for 100 years?
Well, the pizza hasn't been there for...
that is some tough pizza. I'll tell you, 1906 pizza, that's a good vintage. That was a great year. No, but I mean...
But this is exactly like the caller was saying. This is just a neighborhood place.
Right.
It's just been open for years, and they serve the really thin crust pizza that you cut into squares. And
but you said in the article, it's a 100th anniversary.
Yeah, the 100th anniversary of the family business. The pizza actually didn't come around until right after World War II.
Okay.
So the pizza came around a little bit later.
Gotcha.
So way before your time, John. So totally understand. Yeah. So.
Yeah, and you know, there's so few years that I can say that about. Let's see. Now, wait. I made some notes here, and I want to know.
Yeah, we're very proud of Vito Nix. Lisa and I handed it out at the James Beard Awards when our town chefs came in. We handed out Vito and Nix.
What about the one with fried chicken ice cream? What is that?
So that's in Bridgeport. It's called Pizza Fried Chicken Ice Cream. And those are all the things that this restaurant sells, is pizza, fried chicken, and ice cream.
If you've been to, like, county fairs or state fairs over the past few summers, they're, like, frying ice cream, they're frying cheese, they're frying candy bars. So I just...
You can fry anything, yes.
I just assumed, and you know what happens when you make an assumption, you make an ass out of you and umption. I just thought of pizza, fried chicken, ice cream pizza? How in the world does that work? Well, now it makes total sense.
Well, they're doing a Sicilian style pizza.
Yeah.
So this is a thicker style, but not as dense as deep dish. If you love Italian sausage, this place has the best Italian sausage pizza that I've found anywhere.
Now, is it Millie's Pizza in the Pan at 1801 Spalding that has rules? They have rules. What are the rules?
Well, okay, so... the pandemic has created these pop-ups where instead of people actually having restaurants, they'll like cook out of a shared kitchen space.
Yep.
Sometimes they're, you know, apartments. But anyway, this place is actually, though, out of a shared kitchen space in Logan Square. And they're doing, actually, it is just one cook who is doing pizzas, and he's only doing them for a few days out of the week and only during certain hours. And so since it's a one-man operation, he's only got a few pizzas every night. And so you've got to go on to Instagram, and as soon as they release the pizzas, then you can order, and then they sell out really fast.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Yeah. This is another kind of Bert style with, again, that caramelized crust. But it is brought into the 2020s with like super fresh ingredients and a little bit more technical style than Bert's ever did. And, you know, and quite frankly, prices, and totally worth it. The prices that I first one time I saw it, I looked at it and I laughed because I thought Bert could never. He was like, could never imagine that people could sell out pizzas out of a parking lot for these high prices. But Robert Molesky, he got laid off because of the pandemic. Yes. And rather than, like, you know, do whatever, he decided he was going to do the style of pizza named after his grandmother, Emily. And
nice.
Yeah, so they're amazing. And but you gotta sort of, like, figure out the rules. Because I know a lot, Nick and I have talked to a lot of people who are like, serious pizza fans who are like, we want to try it, but they're always sold out. So
yes. Well, there's only one guy in there. No wonder.
Yeah.
You also have an Obama story. The Italian Fiesta Pizzeria on 47th. No, wait a minute. Do I have the address correctly? Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Tell that story.
So this is Italian Fiesta in Hyde Park, and legend has it that Michelle Obama introduced a, you know, young Barack to her childhood favorite pizza when they both lived in that neighborhood. And so the story goes is that her parents rewarded her for good grades with their pizza. And so, maybe there's a relationship between good pizza, good grades, and, like, being really successful. I don't know. A democracy? Who knows? But in any case, Nick also had the...
Go ahead.
But it's so thin. It's a very thin crust pizza, and so that you really appreciate the toppings, I feel like. So I didn't get to try the shrimp one that made our list, but I tried another kind that I really liked. I was really a fan.
Yeah. Because you can get a lunch special slice, so you can get that, which is what Nick had, and I got a whole pizza. So depending on how much, you know, you spend a little, spend a lot, and but
I didn't eat a lot of pizza that day. I thought a slice would be enough.
The beginning of Saturday Night Fever with John Travolta, he's walking down the street and he walks up to a pizza place and goes, "Give me a slice."
Right.
So yeah. I was talking to we're about ready to wrap this up, and this is great, by the way. Pizza, who doesn't like pizza? My brother and his wife Sharon are foodies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not so much that they go out, but they learn how to bake bread. They learn how to make bagels, and they've purchased a pizza oven of their own.
Oh,
and I've heard of this happening more and more. I was at a home show a couple of years ago, and there was a gigantic pizza oven for sale for a lot of money. So that you can concoct your own. And Tom said that they were like having a great time with this pizza oven. And of course you could use it for other items, but it was being marketed as your own personal pizza oven.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll start an Instagram and we'll look for them for the next pop-up. Who knows?
Do that because the pizza ovens can get really hot.
So really hot.
800, 900 degrees.
I've
tried to rig my home oven to do that, and it just didn't work out. But you can take out the latch for the self-cleaning thing.
Only a professional.
Because the oven usually maxes out at about 500, 550. So, I'm there with your with your relatives. I understand the importance of this.
Thank you guys for being with us. Really appreciate it. Now, I can't wait to get off the air so I can go get some pizza.
Thank you.